Our story begins in Rex's apartment, where he is talking with his mother, Agnes.
I'm gay, Mom.
Rex, please don't continue. My poor old heart can't take it.
This couldn't have come as a total surprise to you. You knew that Perry was gay and that we'd become close.
I thought he was trying to get his clutches into you. Rex, he has convinced you that you are gay, but you're not.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
You've always dated women. You're a handsome single young man. There are so many women out there who would love to be your wife.
I'm not going to have a wife, Mom. I know this seems sudden to you, but I've realized this for almost a year now. It's not something that's going to go away. I'm gay. I like men, and I love Perry.
Oh, dear Lord. I would expect your sister to hurt me like this, but never you, Rex. Never you.
This isn't about you, Mom. It's about me and being who I truly am.
Who you truly are is a person who loves taking care of people. And Perry is someone that needs to be taken care of all the time. Don't let him convince you to give up on your future.
How would I be giving up on my future? We can have a future together.
A future without children? Haven't you always said you wanted to have children? How am I supposed to have any grandchildren with Ellie being manless and you dating a man?
I do want children, Mom. I don't know how any of that is going to work out. It's all too new for me. But I love Perry, and I want to make it work.
Oh, I think I need to go lie down.
Mom, I know it's a shock to you now, but I really need your support. Do you think you can give that to me?
I'll always support you, son. It's not you I'm worried about.
Mac has not had a good reaction to this, and I can't take it if you turn on me also.
Well, what has Mac said about all this?
We've hardly spoken since I told him, and he's not had good things to say about Perry.
He's your best friend, Rex. You should listen to him. He knows you so well.
I have to listen to myself, Mom. I have to listen to my heart. For the very first time in my life, it's the only way I'll ever be happy.
In his office at TM Productions, Mac is talking with Hannah. So, how's my little brother doing? I haven't talked to him since before New Year's.
He's good. Working hard.
And the two of you are still all hot and heavy?
I don't know if I'd exactly use those terms. But yeah.
Good. I'm really glad about that, by the way. Raven and I have always thought that you and Todd would be good together.
Sometimes two people just belong together.
Yes. Like Raven and me, for example.
And, like Perry and Rex.
Oh, no. No lectures, Hannah.
They belong together, Mac. I know you haven't had a chance to see that yet, but it's true.
I went to see Rex earlier.
Did the two of you patch things up?
He wasn't there. I ended up talking to Perry.
Oh, I hope it was pleasant.
He's HIV positive, Hannah. I just want to make sure he realizes that he's risking Rex's life by sleeping with him.
Oh, Mac, please tell me you didn't say that to Perry.
It's not like I'm saying something that isn't true. It seemed to hit home with him. I think he's going to think about it, which is all I ask. In Alexandra's apartment, Lucas and Stacy are working on their English project at the kitchen table.
No, 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 Lucas! You just don't get it.
Stacy, give me a break. I'm getting sick and tired of your constant moaning about this project.
Me? Then why don't you make some effort here? You're going to ruin my perfect academic record.
What? Have you never made a B in your life?
No. And I don't plan on starting now.
Well, I have other classes to worry about, too. I can't spend all my time working on this project.
Maybe you need a tutor.
Hey, Lucas. What's going on?
Alexandra, this is Stacy. Remember I told you about her?
Yes. Hello, Stacy.
Hello. Is this your mom, Lucas?
No. I'm just staying with Alexandra right now.
Why?
Lucas's father is doing important medical research in Eastern Europe right now. And as a family friend, I offered to keep an eye on Lucas.
Oh, so your father's a doctor. I had no idea.
Dr. Jameson. Yeah, that's him.
Interesting. So what do you do, Alexandra? Is it all right if I call you Alexandra?
Miss Jones will be just fine, Stacy. I work for Manhattan Monthly Magazine as a feature writer.
Oh, how exciting!
So, how's the project going?
I'm trying to keep Lucas motivated. I want our project to be the best in class.
I'm doing my best here, Stacy.
Well, hey, that's all you can do, right? Listen, if the two of you will excuse me, I have some things to do in my room.
Oh, it was nice meeting you, Miss Jones.
Stacy?
Lucas, I had no idea you came from such a good family. I think I'm starting to see you in a whole new light.
Great.
In her apartment, an upset Connie is talking with Clint and Raven in her bedroom.
I wish I could help you more.
Thanks, Clint.
Clint was right, Connie. This is in no way your fault. If Adam lied to you about being married, then there may be other things he lied to you about. You're better off without him.
Then why does it hurt so much?
Breakups always hurt. And being deceived by someone you care about really hurts, too. I'd really like to go give that guy a piece of my mind.
You and Hannah didn't even get to meet him. My great love affair came and went, and you never even met the guy.
I know you don't want to hear this now, but there will be someone else to come along. Someone who won't lie to you. Don't let what happened with James or Michael or whatever his name is now factor into this. That was a lifetime ago.
But it seems like every time I give my heart to someone, it just ends up getting stomped on.
At the rec center, Zoe is talking with Chuck at the front desk.
You're raising Zelda's daughter. Dara is my niece.
What? Zoe, you're way off base. Dara's mother was Deanna Madison. She passed away last summer. Where on earth did you get the idea that Dara might be Zelda's daughter?
Because Zelda was pregnant when she left home, and because I just found out that she had a daughter.
What do you mean by left home?
Zelda left home not long after she came to Virginia Tech and walked in on you and some floozy in bed together.
Where did she go?
I don't know. We never saw her again.
Never? What happened to her?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Are you telling me that you didn't know about any of this? My father called your dorm room and talked to your roommate.
He never told me. I swear. This is the first I'm hearing about this.
The only thing I know is that Zelda had a daughter and that she was a patient in the Westside Psych Ward in the 90s.
Psych Ward?
Yes. And I know there's more to her story in her files, but they're confidential and I don't have access to them.
Look, Zoe, I'm sorry about what happened to Zelda. Really. And if our breakup led to her leaving home, then I'm sorry about that, too. But I haven't seen her since then. And Dara is not your niece. So I don't see how I can possibly help you.
You're forgetting one thing, Chuck.
What's that?
Zelda had a daughter, which means you had a daughter. Aren't you the least bit interested in finding her?
At the Westside Hospital, Gretchen is sitting alone in the fifth floor waiting room when Charlie walks up.
Miss Gretchen, there you are. Is everything okay?
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Well, my secretary, she told me you were here in the hospital for your sister. Did something happen to Marilyn?
Charlie, you shouldn't be here. Only my family is here.
Your whole family's here? This sounds serious.
Look, I appreciate you coming by here and for sticking up for Marilyn with Blake, but it's just really none of your business.
Really? Well then, excuse me for caring, Miss Gretchen. Didn't mean to intrude. And you know what? You want to crucify me for being concerned about Marilyn? You go right ahead. But just remember that I wasn't the one who hurt her. It was my brother. Now, if you would excuse me.
Wait, Charlie. You don't have to go. I'm sorry. I'm just a little on the edge. There's been so many bad things happening in my life lately.
Well, apology accepted, Miss Gretchen. After all, it does make a little sense that you would snap on the brother of the guy who exposed that disturbing bombshell in the middle of all your family dilemmas. Because part of me does feel a little guilty. Don't ask me why. Maybe just because Blake is blood, unfortunately. I want to make it up to you guys, somehow, if I can.
Why are you being so sweet right now? Where's the hyper-rambling Charlie I saw yesterday?
Rambling? Do I ramble? You know, I'll have you know, Miss Gretchen, that every word that comes out of my mouth and into this dynamic place we call Earth is well thought out. I just speak quickly sometimes.
Oh, you know, that's the first laugh I've had in so long. You seem to either infuriate me or make me laugh.
Well, it's one of my many gifts.
Marilyn had surgery today, Charlie. She's out now, and my parents are in with her.
Wow. Well, you know, you don't have to share anything else with me, okay? I don't want to sound like I'm prying, so I'm just going to leave it at that. If there's anything at all I can do to, you know...
Marilyn had a tumor. It's ovarian cancer, and hopefully the surgery was successful, but even so, she still has to have chemotherapy before she'll be fully recovered.
Cancer? God. What are the doctors saying?
Well, it's moved beyond the initial stages, but there is every reason to believe that she will make a full recovery.
Well, that's good, right? Wait a minute. Does Blake know about this?
No. Marilyn never got the chance to tell him, but I know she was counting on his support during all of this, and obviously that isn't happening.
Oh, I am so sorry, Gretchen. You know, could my brother's timing be possibly any worse? I normally don't give a damn what he does, but man, I thought Marilyn changed him. Guess I was wrong.
I take it the two of you have never been close?
No, not at all. We're actually half-brothers, same fathers, different mothers. Blake has always been consumed with business and power, and he could be a little stiff sometimes. I'm more of a party animal, I'd say. Just living day by day, having a good time, you know? No matter how screwed up this world is.
And what about now?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, I definitely need to make some changes. A few years haven't been the most pleasant, per se. I mean, 2003 was a pretty bad year for me, locked in a psych ward, and 2004 started with my father's murder. I'm really hoping to make 2005 my year, you know?
Well, I hope it all works out for you.
Now I am rambling. So I'm gonna head out. I see you have your whole family here, so what good am I? I'm just in the way, a third wheel or a fifth wheel or whatever. I just really wanted to come here just let you know that I'm available if you need a shoulder to cry on or a punching bag or anything. I'll see you around, Miss Gretchen.
Charlie, would you mind sticking around a little while? I'm not ready to see Marilyn yet, and I don't want to be alone. If you don't mind.
No. I wouldn't mind at all.
One more beginning for as long as it lasts. A new day for the living, all forgiving of the past. Heavy footsteps to the dark unknown. This is a mystery, no security of home. Well, here comes the sun over my head. Show me a path.
Walking alone, I'm not afraid.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.